Bill, if you will give these to Jennifer out there right after the service, she'll hand those out. Anybody like to be a part of our secret prayer partner program? You just fill your name out there, and during the year, somebody will be praying for you every day. Every day. A little Amazing Grace, how sweet that sound. Thank you, fellas, for singing this morning. What I'd like to do for the next few Sundays, I'm going to talk in the book of Psalms. So many times in your life you have issues, you have struggles, you have questions. Last Sunday I talked about how thrilled I was to get that Christmas card from Dorothy. Your church is such a warm and loving haven for those of us who are lost and searching. And I know so many times within my heart and the questions that I've had have been answered simply by opening God's Word. Finding that one little statement that just God reveals to me. I get that little spiritual light bulb that goes off. It may be something I've read before many times, but then all of a sudden it brings new meaning. And that's what I'm going to share with you this morning. There's a phrase in the scripture that I'm going to read to you that I believe God in His grace has shown me something special, not only for me, but for so many. And I think it applies, and especially with the prayer request we heard earlier about how that we need to pray for those caretakers. In the third Psalm, Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. I know that you yourself have gone through struggles, you've gone through challenges, and there's always those naysayers that will tell you there's no help in God. I'm here to tell you that there is. The third verse reads, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory. And I want you to listen to this. My glory in the one who lifts up my head. The one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke for the Lord sustained me. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading of your word today. Open our minds, hearts for just a few moments. Let us receive that truth that you have for each one of us as individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen. Amen. My glory in the one who lifts up my head. So many times I have read and I've thought about how God lifts us up. All through the scripture, there's story after story. There is illustration after illustration about how God, through such troubling times, God has lifted us up. But when I read this and thought about it, I saw something that just kind of caught me. And I personally started looking at this scripture in a little different way. I'd never thought about it until I saw a young mother who took her lovely child. And she was just about going to give her a kiss, she just reached over and grabbed her face and just very lightly and gently just turned that face up. And I go, boy, that's special. This past week, I've been to see my mother twice, and this is the first Christmas that she spent without my father. So you know you have all these emotional things and the prayer requests you heard for loved ones that have lost loved ones. Some have been married for so many years. And I remember when my father had gotten so sick and in that bed, and she was such a wonderful caretaker, she said, you know, I will keep him at home. And I remember one day that she'd gone in and she wanted to give him a kiss. But before she could do that, she actually had to take his head and just slightly lift it up. One of the most precious things that you will ever see. And I know that you have challenges, you have things that come into your life, you have things that you're just ready for God to just march right in and fix it. Sometime God moves in such a wonderful, joyous, precious way. Sometimes you need that one who will simply lift up your head. Because as soon as that head is lifted up, it brings eye contact. I read in God's Word in the book of Mark how Jesus, when he addressed that young ruler who had so many questions, and it says in Mark 10 in the 21st verse, Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus looked at him and loved him. So many times we find ourselves downtrodden. We are looking down, and I don't know if it's from shame, whether it's sadness, whether it's just a simple insecurity that we have. We find ourselves sometimes looking down. And God in his richness, he simply wants to lift us up, lift our heads up. And because of that, it says in this scripture here, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. A good night's sleep. Somebody was telling me the other day, he said, you know, I used to sleep like a baby. Now I'm troubled and I have a hard time sleeping at night. I think about things. And I know that statement about I slept like a baby. Sometimes I scratch my head because I've got friends that they got babies, and not a one of them ever tell me that that baby sleeps as long as that mother, father wants that baby to sleep. I don't know, maybe, I heard. Who is that back there? Oh, I'm preaching to one. And I'm like, what that means, sleep like a baby? But I believe that that statement talks about how when that small baby actually falls asleep in the arms of the parent. About what a blissful peace comes across that face. Why? Why? Because think of it. That baby is defenseless. That baby has no control over anything around it. It has to be fully trusting to that parent who places that baby in their arms. Now, Lori, if you still think you're strong enough to hold this baby in your arms, that's a big one. That's a big one. But I know there was a time where even if you're at an age and a height that's unnatural, there was a time when as a baby you rested in those arms. And this is what I think of when I think about this scripture. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. God does it. There are challenges we face in our life. Isaiah 63:9, in his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. God will do the lifting if we let him. In our lives, we have different challenges. We have different things. I know we all have. I was reading about the spiritual man, the physical man, the emotional, the mental, the social. All these different pieces in your life, you're trying to get them right. Usually you have some of the things that are going on pretty good, but you're kind of a little difficult over in this area and trying to make it all work. Trust me, rarely do we all have all those pieces working together at the same time in our life. That is why God is there. Because he's able to take the things in our life that we challenge, that we think about, that we question. And there is nothing wrong with questioning God. Every one of these, every scripture I read and all these psalms that are written, many of them are questions that David is placing to God himself. But God gives the answer. God is the one who is able to lift up your head. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Your faith, which may waver, your faith, which sometimes may go thin, your faith is still in the one who wrote the book. It is in the one who sent his son. It is in the one who cares for you more than you'll ever understand. I read a true story, and I love the way the story ends. I don't know what kind of movies you like. I don't know what kind of shows. I always like the movies that have a good ending. I like the one where the, yeah. The story was told about in 1940. Said an American missionary was in China and he was arrested and he was expelled from the country by the Chinese authority. When he left, he had to journey through India, and there on the coastal part of India, he was amazed to realize how many refugees were there. And he asked, where are these folks from? And he was told that the refugees had come all the way from Germany. Those that had been persecuted. Those that had been threatened to go to concentration camps where they would lose their lives. And his heart was moved. And it was moved so much that he said, you know, I must do something. I must do something. I cannot leave without doing something. So, it says that he took the money that he'd been given for his passage back home. And he took it and he gave it to these refugees' families. And the folks, the missionary society that sent him, they went ahead and sent more money. So eventually he made it back home. And when he got back home, there was a religious journalist who heard about this. And he came and he interviewed him for a publication. And this is what he asked him. It says that during the interview, this reporter's questions led to the details of the missionary's expulsion from China and the trip home. And he asked him this question. He said, why did you, a Christian missionary, give your passage money to the refugees? Reporter asked, it was all that you had, and after all, they don't even believe in Jesus. And his response was three words, but I do. That's all he said. When questioned about why he would give so much to those who don't believe, he said, but I do. I know it's a Sunday morning where we come in and it's been cold outside and you get inside and say, oh, it's warm. And I love reading about a scripture where you lay down and sleep because trust me, with the sound of my voice and a nice warm temperature, we could have some illustrations of that sleeping part in the congregation today. And I wouldn't fault you a bit. Some years ago, I walked in on a Wednesday night and Pastor Ed was standing in the front. I worked very hard that day. Came in and sat down on a Wednesday night and they were singing songs. And I was singing along. And Ed started to talk, and I know how comfortable those pews can be. As I started to drift, as my eyes later on opened up, and I forgot what somebody told me one time, said if you get caught sleeping when you wake up, the thing you should say in Jesus' name, amen. And I forgot to do that. And later on, I went up to Pastor Ed. I said, Ed, I'm sorry, but I was just a little tired today. I had a rough one. He said, Charlie, he said, I'm so happy that you find this as a place of rest. He didn't chastise me. There was no condemnation at all in that voice. But I made a point to make sure I kept them open the next Wednesday night when I walked in. Folks, when you're challenged, when you have things that are pulling you every corner, every way, you think about the one who will lift up your head. You think about the one that will give you comfort. A comfort that nobody else can. You think about Jesus. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house and you've given us such a warm, beautiful spirit here in your house today. We know, God, that the winds are blowing and they're chilly, but God, inside you've given us your warm spirit and we thank you for that. We thank you for everyone that took part in the service, the ones that sang, the ones that played, the ones that shared their testimonies, the ones that shared wonderful praises about what you're doing in our lives. And we once again lift up those that have such needs. The physical. Touch those that would love to be here today, but those bodies won't allow. Be with those who are safe in their homes today. And God, let them know we love them. We thank you for allowing us to have this place, this day, so that we together can lift up your name in praise. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place. And my God, if there is one out there who within their heart is struggling, you just reach over and lift up their head just a little bit. Let them know the love that you give and make it real, Heavenly Father. We thank you, and be your will. Bring us back again to sing praises unto your name. We ask this in the